Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today, Brittany Griner is released from Russian jail. Project Veritas exposes another groomer in a Chicago school, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is under congressional investigation. We've got all of that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and today's episode is brought to you by Healthy Cell. They've got a ton of different awesome multivitamins that come in a little gel pack where you're going to get maximum absorption. We use their multivitamin every single day, and they've got a ton more that we use. So you can go to healthycell.com/news. That is healthycell.com/news. Use code news for 20% off of your first order. I'm joined today by Jakub Bulyans, Blaze TV contributor and host of The Bottom Line, also joined by Blaze TV host and Power Hour superstar Stu Bergier, of course, host of Stu Does America. And in case you haven't heard, there is a little Power Hour going on tomorrow.
Going to be a total mess.
Yeah.
Yes, and you're going to be overseeing it.
Okay. I mean, overseeing it, I would put in quotes. Oh. I'm not sure how much overseeing I can do. I always try, and I'm not quite sure if I ever really get there, but you keep inviting me back, so I guess I haven't done enough for you to fire me.
No, we appreciate you and your very classy drinking habits on the air as we try to talk politics, and it starts out okay, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse as we go.
Well, just make sure to tune in. This is tomorrow, of course, Friday, December 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can find it on the Stu Does America YouTube channel, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Check it out there, 9 p.m. Eastern, right after my normal show airs. It'll be right there, and it'll be a lot of fun. Though we may have to pull it. Usually afterwards, I usually have a horror, like an attack of horror in the middle of the night that I think that we should just delete it off the internet immediately. but so far, hasn't had real consequences.
Just kept it up.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so news of the day here, other than Power Hour, obviously, which is the top story. In February, you guys may recall WNBA, well, you may not recall because nobody really watches the WNBA, but WNBA star Brittany Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport after being caught with marijuana vaping materials. She was sentenced in August to 9 years in Russian prison. Earlier today, Griner was freed in a prisoner exchange for notorious Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, who is an international criminal known as the Merchant of Death. So that sounds great right off the top. He was arrested on terrorism charges in 2008 by Thai police working with U.S. authorities and Interpol, and he was extradited in the U.S. To the U.S. in 2010. Later convicted in Manhattan federal court of smuggling arms, including anti-aircraft missiles, to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia for use against U.S. forces. So this is, to be clear, someone who is very, very keen to kill United States citizens. He was serving a minimum of 25 years in prison. So this is the person who we exchanged for Brittany Griner. I'm sure Vladimir Putin, very, very happy. I hope that Joe Biden is investigated for Russian collusion directly with Putin, because seems to be something.
Yeah. Collusion.
This is collusion. That's what we always heard with President Trump. Anytime he made a decision that may have benefited Vladimir Putin indirectly, this, I would argue, is a direct benefit to Vladimir Putin. And I would just like to also throw into this, because it's very difficult to comprehend this exchange when you think about, what they wanted the exchange to be, which was they had hoped to win the release of Paul Whelan. This is a Michigan man and former Marine jailed in Russia since December 2018 on espionage charges that, of course, the United States government argues are baseless. But the deal, they said, Russia said, was just a one for one. So we took the WNBA star, who, by the way, refuses to stand for the national anthem, and said that she would leave the court and would not be present when the national anthem is played. That is how much she cares about the country. And we are going to leave in Russian jail the Marine who has been stranded there.
The Marine who obviously forfeited his whole life as an informant to defend and protect this country. The irony here is Britney's going to come home and vape away at the same drug, and you know, hopefully there was a lesson learned of consequence. But if you life for a life, okay, but if you're talking about a trade, surely there's something else, Sarah, we could have traded. Maybe, hey, listen, Putin, we have some intelligence on another country, on your country, or maybe we have some other folks. But I just go back to George Bush, you know, no man left behind, and we are consistently under the Biden administration, leaving our Marines behind. We left them in the Middle East. We're leaving this guy. Now, when is the next opportunity to bring him home? Mm. I don't know, if you get another opportunity.
Yeah, you also have to wonder, will Brittany Griner start standing for the national anthem mm-hmm. when she comes back?
It's a good question. Maybe we could have made that part of the deal.
Yeah.
We also could have got a sixth-round pick in 2025 if we could have really pushed, I think. It's possible. This is a bizarre, I mean, it's a really bizarre situation. There are multiple parts of this. Number one, I am happy that Brittany Griner is coming home. Yeah. She's a U.S. citizen, and even if she hates the flag and she's, you know, I still want her here. She should not be in a Russian prison. I'm glad that's not going on anymore. You know, I don't believe that Paul Whelan is a spy. I don't believe that.
Right.
I don't know whether to believe if Brittany Griner was actually had, you know, drugs. She very well may have. I think it's consistent with some things that we know about her, mm-hmm. though it's a pretty big mistake to do that in Russia, mm-hmm. whether there's a war going on or not.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm glad that she's coming home. Victor Boot, who is a legitimately terrible, terrible human being, who, though I will say, is the subject of an incredible movie, Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage, sort of based on his life, and it's a great, great movie, one of my favorite obscure movies of all time. It was Nicolas Cage, and it wasn't in the
obscure being the term.
Obscure being the term.
Yeah.
But it is it's a really, really good one. You learn a lot about him in this, even though his name is changed to protect their legal status at the time. And the movie was made before he was even in prison. He, you know, wound up exploiting the fall of the Soviet Union and going and basically clearing out tons of arms from Soviet satellite states that had, you know, they lost the Soviet central control, so they had, no one was really watching what was going on. Mm-hmm. So people who worked there were like, yeah, sure, you can take 10,000 weapons at pennies on the dollar. He'd take those and then funnel them into civil wars in Africa on both mm-hmm. sides of the conflict. I mean, just disgusting things. When he finally was arrested in 2008, he was working with a Colombian terrorist group, he thought. But it was actually an undercover agent from the U.S. And they asked him, they said, you know, the Colombian agent said, hey, we were going to be using these maybe to take down U.S. pilots. And Victor Boot responded, we have the same enemy. And that's when they actually arrested
him. Got him.
Yeah. So, like, this guy is not just some guy. We gave up one of the most wanted terrorists in the world mm-hmm. For a center.
Right. At least make it a center for the NBA. Right?
But do you, the NBA in China, they're in coach. But do you think maybe, according to the art of the deal, a former president maybe would have struck a better deal?
But there's so much, it would have been so different.
A different deal.
Number one.
Maybe we did get a 2-for-1 or a 3-for-1, maybe, you know?
Yeah, he never would have made this deal. He certainly would have got both out in the first place if he had made that deal. And beyond that, probably Brittany Griner is never arrested because this war probably never starts in the first place.
Right.
So this is all, you know, you could put this at Biden's feet at some level. And look, I think there's an argument to be made, and Whelan's brother today sort of made it. There's a part of me in a chivalry sense that says, you know what? I think that Marine probably would rather stay there and let a woman go free and go back to the United States, because these people are incredible people that don't think about themselves
often.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Biden administration can make that argument, though, because they can't even tell us what a woman is.
That's true. They don't know that they just brought a woman back. They don't know that. They don't know that.
This is about fame,
right?
But
I'll say this,
but
for Brittany, though, but the irony, though, to double down, you would think Brittany right now would say, God bless America.
Yeah.
I love my country. I love my flag. I love the people.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
some accountability, which is right. why I said she'll just come back and vape away. What I meant by that is no accountability, kneel for the flag. Yeah. That is a concern.
It's going to be hard to take. Her taking a knee at the national anthem or whatever is going to be
so for
just...
all those that are saying, nah, we left a Marine behind, what they're saying is we left a God-fearing, country-loving defender of freedom for someone that's going to come trample on the freedom. But I guess that's what we get in America. We get freedom of speech.
And someone who also has more than a half decade more time to face in Russian prison than Brittany Griner did, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's, I think, 16 years, you know, as a quote-unquote spy as well. I mean, that's probably a different life than even Brittany Griner was facing.
I think they'll rather go save a beagle for Fauci to torture than they'll bring a Marine back, this administration. They don't care about our Marines at all.
Well, one of the Dallas Cowboys players, I thought this was kind of fascinating as I watched all of the reaction to Brittany Griner coming home. He responded to the news that we had left, of course, this former Marine that we're discussing, Paul Whelan, and he said, wait, nah, we left a Marine? Hell nah. And then he tweeted out later, this is actually deleted, but he tweeted out later, this was directly to Joe Biden. He said, we still not voting for you, in response to Joe Biden's tweet about Brittany Griner. But when you go to his Twitter, you won't see it because he had to delete it. He received so much pushback from other people. He responded with a follow-up that said, my last tweet was no shot at Brittany Griner. I'm super happy she's back home as she should be. I just have family who have served, and it's crazy to me the president wouldn't bring him home too. I'm the furthest thing from a Trump supporter, but I'm not a fan of Biden either. You would think that this is the reasonable position,
Common sense, right?
You don't. This is not just some, this is not a binary choice all the time. You don't have to say, well, because you say we're still not voting for you because you left a Marine, you must be for Trump, right? You must not be happy that Brittany Griner is coming home. Like, this is not a binary decision. This is not mutually exclusive. You should be allowed to say, like, I don't understand how that is not the reasonable position held by many Americans, so much so that he felt the need to delete the tweet, like he was betraying someone, right? By tweeting it. But I also want to share with you guys Randy Weingarten, who's just the worst. Her response to the president's tweet was, what a great relief. Extraordinary news. A basketball star, but also a gay black woman is released. And yes, of course we want other prisoners like Paul Whelan is released. I'm like, what?
What does that have to do with anything?
Thank you.
No, because now we have affirmative action in bringing our people home.
Right, in prison.
Seriously.
You have to check the boxes.
You got to check the box and come home. I'm sorry.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I served. I checked the box.
Are you gay or black?
Are you gay or black? Well, I wear the flag. I put my life on that.
Which
you don't
flag?
Have that box.
Which flag? The rainbow flag?
No, the American flag.
You get a check for that.
The rainbow flag.
No, you don't get a check for that.
No, the American flag is what he's wearing.
Right,
there's
I
no
know.
Check for that.
Yeah, exactly.
All Marines should be appalled at this. And hey, Micah, go Micah. Also the sack leader in the NFL, an incredible player for the Dallas Cowboys. Don't worry, they'll cheer him Sunday. They will.
First of all, don't you dare make me like Micah Parsons.
I'm going to do it, Stu. I hate this.
Look, he already terrifies me.
Stu, in this moment, I need to get you on the record that you are supporting Micah Parsons. Or go on the record that you don't.
Are you with Brittany on this? I am a person who believes that Micah Parsons tweeted something that I admire, but I cannot say positive things about him.
It's
a part of my religious value to hate the Cowboys.
You just called him a
Micah.
No, I gotta say, please don't make me like him. I don't want to like him. It's kind of a brave stance for anybody to say something like that. And you know, one of the funny parts about this is after he tweeted this stupid Jamel Hill, the idiotic reporter formerly of ESPN, came out and said, posted something that said, like, if just the tiniest bit of reading, you wouldn't tweet something so uninformed, saying that there was a choice between Whelan and Griner. And then she posts a screenshot from an article which ends saying they had a choice between Whelan and Griner and they chose Griner. And like in her own tweet, she's like, that's the tiniest bit of reading. And she misspells Whelan's name. So the tiniest bit of reading of your own screenshot would have told you how to spell the name and also what occurred in the story. But interesting part about that is it seems to have been stealth edited now out of the story. initially said there was a choice, then the White House maybe got involved a little bit, and now there wasn't so much of a choice, which is really, really, upsetting. I think, this is difficult business. Trading prisoners is never easy. It's hard to make choices like this, but it does seem hard to believe that any competent negotiator could not get both of these people. Remember, Whelan is a Marine, but he was not there in a capacity as a Marine.
Right.
He was a former Marine. He's a guy at an airport. That is basically the extent of what actually happened here.
You're aligning it to the asset that you're offering up, though.
Yeah,
the
right.
asset the you're asset offering up is
right.
one of their most,
right.
I mean, it's a
right.
very highly desired asset for them. Not that we want to bargain 2-for-1 on human beings, but if you're looking at basketball, versus a true malicious member of their society and culture that they want back. That's leverage.
Mm. It should be. And it's absolutely worth two average citizens. I mean, and the other part about this, which is funny, is you get this idea that, Whelan served our country, right?
Yes.
I don't think he was there spying. That is definitely the accusation, but I don't believe it at all. But beyond that, what was Brittany Griner doing over there? Remember, when she was over there and she was detained, the pitch from the media was, well, they just don't pay WNBA people enough, and she had to go over there and earn more money over in Russia. Can you believe they do this to these athletes? Think about if this was somebody else. Somebody who currently in this country makes over $200,000 a year, $220,000 a year, plus tons of endorsements, is forced to go over to Russia to earn an extra $500,000 a year because she's not compensated enough. If the skin color were different, if the politics were different, this would be an evil 1%er who makes so much money and
right?
is so greedy they have
to
go.
She is a 1%er.
Right. She is a 1%er. Mm-hmm. She's someone who is in the top 1% of earners here in this country and went over there because she wanted to be in the top 0.1% of earners in this country.
Which is her right.
Which
but
is
they
absolutely
don't break the laws
right.
of the country.
Should not go to prison for it. I'm glad she's home, but the media is just so in the pocket, and they present these stories in totally different ways.
I cannot believe you would say that about a gay black woman.
yeah.
We gotta take a
but
quick
he likes
break.
Micah.
Never said that.
We gotta take
stop
a break.
Stop being right, Micah.
First, we want to thank our sponsor, Home Title Lock. Look, whether you like to admit it to yourself or not, just like the fact that Stu likes Micah Parsons, sometimes the bad guys really are out there, and they can make things difficult in your life if you are not prepared for them. Listen to what one of the former bad guys, a home title thief, has to say.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me.
What, he's calling you? After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. By that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got 4 mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Home title fraud is growing 2.5 times faster than credit card fraud, and you could be a victim and not even know it. Here is how to protect yourself and verify your home's title is still in your name. You got to go to HometitleLock.com, use promo code RADIO, and register your address for a no-obligation home title report. That's going to be $100 value for free over at HometitleLock.com, promo code RADIO. Project Veritas, just doing great work lately. They have exposed Joseph Bruno. This is the dean of students at the Francis W. Parker School in Chicago for bringing in an LGBTQ center to teach students there. We're talking about minor students about butt plugs, dildos, and other sexual topics. Watch.
I had our LGBTQ+ health center come in. They were passing around butt plugs and dildos to my students, talking about queer sex, using lube versus using spit.
Meet Joe Bruno, dean of students at the prestigious Francis W. Parker Private School in Chicago, which happens to charge $40,000 per student.
They're just passing around dildos, butt plugs. The kids are just playing with them. They're like, how does this butt plug work? How do we do, how does this work? That's a really cool part of my job.
All right. Well, you'll be shocked to hear that after the video went viral, the school deleted their entire Twitter. They just nuked it from the planet. It does not currently exist anymore. They also issued this letter to their community. They said that they deeply care about the health, well-being, and development of their students. That's why we're heartbroken to learn that one of our colleagues' works have been severely misrepresented for a malicious purpose. They called Project Veritas far right, and they said that he was targeted by this group and misled to believe he was conversing with another conference attendee over a coffee. He was filmed without his knowledge. You guys, do you hear this? This guy's the victim. This poor guy teaching children about butt plugs and dildos. Poor little butt plug Bruno over there is the victim of this far-right activist group. Somehow taking his words out of context, I can't figure out in what context that would be okay. And they said they are sickened by this group's deceptive tactics, their invasion during a people of color conference, and their attack on the LGBTQ plus community. And of course, no apology, no nothing. So I sent an email to the school, a request for comment, and I told them we were running a story about their dean who discussed giving sex toys to minors. Was the school aware this was happening? Will the dean continue to hold his position? What would the school say to parents or members of your community who find it inappropriate that your high-level employee would be exposing children to sexual content? Their response, of course, kind of mimicked the response that they gave to their community, acting as if this guy was the victim. And they said, Parker administrators and Parker's board of trustees support Parker's programming, the strength and inclusivity of our curriculum, and the dedicated and talented faculty and staff that teach it, to which I had a little bit of follow-up. I said, thanks so much for the response. Might I ask if you could explain how it was deceptive? If that's the case, we need to be able to call that out. For instance, he mentioned teaching minor children about butt plugs. In what context was he discussing butt plugs and dildos in a way the school finds acceptable? Shockingly, I received no answer. Why not? Because the school that's feigning victimhood obviously knows there is absolutely no context in which providing butt plugs and dildos to children as young as 14 is ever acceptable. In fact, it should be criminal, yet the administrators are happy to pay perverted grown men to groom these students. Parents are paying as much as $42,000 for their children to go to this school. Are they top math? I don't know. Do they excel at English? Probably not, but gosh darn it, they sure are well-versed on whether they want to use lube or spit when they perform queer anal sex on their partner. And let's talk about Joseph Bruno for a second. That's the wrong picture. No, Joseph Bruno, thank you. I'd say the red flags are there, that this guy wants to diddle children, or at the very least, help your children diddle each other. Those red flags are already there, right there in that picture. Parents, you gotta wake up. We are not conspiracy theorists or over-exaggerating when we tell you they are coming for your children in the schools. They are coming for your children in the media they consume. They can lie and victimize themselves all they want by claiming that they were targeted, as if they aren't the ones targeting your children with their perversions every single day. They are coming for your children in every way possible until you finally pay attention, stand up, and say enough. I feel like a freaking broken record, but we keep seeing these stories, and somehow, inexplicably, there are parents who continue paying tens of thousands of dollars a year to send their children to listen to this sexual deviancy. Like, it blows my freaking mind.
Sarah, can I? Yeah, no,
please.
I just want to applaud and thank you, and you know, this is our,
I mean, look at this guy.
This is our life. No, he's a complete pedo, and he's not. He's a pedophile. He's a creep.
Allegedly.
And no, he's not. He's not allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't think she's accusing him of that.
No, exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, when you start sexualizing children, something's very wrong with you, and you actually need help. And remember, hurt people. But now we're celebrating hurt people. We're celebrating the dysfunction of society, because we must be woke. This is why, and I want to talk shamelessly, selfishly, I want to talk about House Bill 3702 in Oklahoma that we wrote, Stu. I wrote it, it passed, Governor Stitt. And it takes a guy like this in Oklahoma today, the law, and the parents have direct line of suit against him. They can go class action against him. He's got no cover. If he lived in Oklahoma today, he's got no cover by the school board, the state school board, the superintendent. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to write laws like that. This is why parents, Sarah, pull your kid out of that school, mm-hmm. immediately and then fight for the state to bring laws like House Bill 3702 in Oklahoma into your state, which Sean Reyes, by the way, is bringing into Utah right now. We're hoping Texas will bring it in. But now we got to write laws to protect children against creepos like this, because the school board, the superintendent, mm-hmm. the state will not. They endorse it. They mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah, I mean, you saw right there.
He's the victim.
Right, he's the victim. You saw the school's press release. I mean, they certainly treated him as, oh my gosh, this poor guy trying to sexualize our children got targeted in a conversation that he didn't consent to being recorded in. Boo-hoo.
You know, it's funny that that's their answer to every time Project Veritas does this, right? Especially this organization. They just say they're a far-right organization. They deceptively edit videos. They were attacking our wonderful people, right? Like, it's just this shtick. And it's like, I can understand how, like, MSNBC personalities might, like, go, yeah, they're bad, they're on the right, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that works in the political sense, but as you point out, this is a letter to parents.
Right.
Parents actually care, right? You'd think. They don't care about the political points being scored here. What they care about is, did this actually happen to their children?
Right.
Now, maybe this guy, I mean, like, the deceptive editing is a ridiculous claim here, because you have it all together where he's talking about presenting it to children and watching the children play with the stuff. So, like, it's such a dumb argument.
But where is, like, the redeemable comment, the follow-up comment that, like, makes that redeemable?
Right, like, there's nothing. This would be a funny thing if it happened. Like, I don't know, what could you say after
that's
it?
That's not a deep fake.
No,
that is reality.
It's not a deep fake. And, like, I don't know, what's the best case scenario here? This guy is just trying to impress someone at a conference and lying? Maybe this didn't even happen. But, like, if you are the school, do you not want to get to the bottom of
they
this?
Don't, Stu,
this
is
probably a bad terminology,
Stu, this
in this particular instance.
No. Yeah, well, they get to the bottom, trust me. Unfortunately, they get to the bottom of children. But here's the deal, though, Stu. This is a stress test on culture.
Mm.
This is a stress test on the American culture, and we're not responding accurately. You think a school would say, oh, hell no. You think the parents today would be in uproar outside the schools at the gates, not dropping the kids off in this sexualization camp, but they're not. And they're testing the stress point of the American culture, and you know what the result is? They're not fighting back yet. Let's keep pushing.
Mm.
Let's go deeper.
Yeah.
Let's go younger. Let's sexualize the five-year-old until the parent will do what you expect them to do. And let's watch over the next week. I want to see if that school's parents, the other parents, actually will throw their woke ideology out the window and go, hell no. I bet they're not going to do it. And that's why it's in culture. That's why the response to Sarah is, well, they tricked him. Mm-hmm. He's the victim. Mm-hmm. Because society is not pushing back yet. We are.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's starting to happen a little bit, and I think it's around
A
little bit late, I will agree. But on tonight's Studios America, I talked to a woman who's an executive at Levi's. She was like second in line to be CEO. And she came out in March 2020 and started saying, hey, you know, I don't think we should be shutting down these schools. March 2020, she's doing this in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Now, she describes herself as left of center, right? She's no conservative.
Right.
She's, you know, I think seen the light on some of the things since all this happened. But just for advocating for public school kids, because all of her friends, all the other coworkers there, the executives had their kids in private schools, and they were back in school in California.
Right.
But she was fighting for her kids and the other public school kids because she decided to send her kids to public school. She's a high-ranking executive at Levi's just for her advocating for kids to be able to be allowed in school during COVID, a view that has been obviously vindicated mm-hmm. by the science of the situation over and over again. It was right then, obviously. It's even more blatant to everybody now that it was right. She lost her job. She got fired. Her entire career was blown up. She's now speaking out about it, and I talked to her tonight. So it's riveting, because this is the challenge. When you do stand up and say, you know, I don't want my kids playing with sex toys during school, the average person faces real consequences.
But it's when you do it alone. Billy Graham said, I cannot stand alone on a hill. They'll pick me off. Moses himself needed two guys to raise his arms. China is showing you an uprising against the government. There needs to be an uprising here by the public against this woke culture.
All right, we got to take a quick break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Manscaped. So if you're looking for something for your man this holiday season, they've got everything you need for your man's stocking. Listen, they've changed 7 million men for the better. You can get 20% off plus free shipping over at manscaped.com with code Sarah. That's S-A-R-A. You don't need the H. It's just an extra unnecessary letter. They've got a best-selling product. It's the Performance Package 4.0, which is at the top of every man's wish list this year. Inside, you will find their lawnmower body trimmer and the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Guys, your women want you clean cut. They don't want the nose hairs coming out of the nose or the ear hairs coming out of the ears. All right. So this is, consider it a gift for your husband and also a gift for yourself. Okay. Order now to receive their two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. This is perfect. Trust me. He will thank you for this, ladies. Get 20% off and free shipping over at manscaped.com with code Sarah, manscaped.com, promo code Sarah. Yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre said it would be a mistake if the government were to repeal the vaccine mandate for military members. Watch.
What we think happened here is Republicans in Congress have decided that they rather fight against the health and well-being of our troops than protecting them. And we believe that it is a mistake. What we saw happen on the NDAA as it relates to the vaccine mandate.
Earlier today, the House passed the annual defense authorization bill. This is, of course, what she was referring to, the NDAA, sending this $847 billion measure to the Senate for consideration ahead of the end of year deadline. This is about a $45 billion increase from the amount requested by Joe Biden earlier this year. They said to address the effects of inflation on the Pentagon. And it was passed in bipartisan 350-80 vote. But I want to I just want to go through kind of what this means in regards to the vaccine mandates. So the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military personnel will be repealed for 30 days after the bill is signed into law. And Chip Roy was kind of trying to dispel some rumors about what all this means. He said he tweeted out a bunch of reasons why the GOP should oppose the bill, including why it fails to address the issue of vaccine mandates in the military. So he said that the bill is being voted on suspension of the rules, which is absurd. Read the vax mandate. It takes 30 days and is not permanent, and it does not fix retaliation, does not clear records, and does not reinstate any of these military members. And he has proposed a bill that would do all of these things, which, of course, I am sure will never come up for discussion. The Senate will send it flying through because, as we've seen, we just have Democrats and Democrat lights in Congress. We don't actually have anyone with any sort of balls to push back on all of this. And now, that's not even talking about the spending. Right. Exactly. I'm just talking about the vaccine mandate issue and the repealing of that. I'm not even touch. You guys are welcome to touch the spending. But that's a whole nother can of worms that we have to open. Stu.
You said we don't have we have Democrats and Democrats like Chip Roy is a good example of someone who's not in that category.
Right.
You know, he does a really good job.
And there's only a handful of them.
Only a handful. And we can improve that situation. We really should improve that situation. We should not be in worship of incumbents like many many districts are. We were talking about this a little bit off the air. You know, we see sometimes we try to find these candidates and they get in Dr. Oz is a good example of the wrong candidate for the wrong state. Right. You're in a purple state. He was not the right guy for that for 100 different reasons. But there are places like Texas, for example, where you have senators like John Cornyn, who pretty much sucks. And there's no reason Texas has to have a candidate like that. Mitt Romney in Utah is another one. I would say, yes, he's up at 2024, guys. He's the type of person you can primary and win against. And then even if you have someone who's very conservative who wins in that primary, they will also win statewide.
Yes.
You throw somebody like that into Maine, probably Susan Collins is as good as we can get in Maine right now. Let's work long term to change that. That's the political side of this. I mean, as far as the vaccine goes, there was never any reason to do this with military members in particular. What you're talking about is a group of in shape 25-year-olds. Like, you want to talk about people who are not at risk for COVID? Right. Mm-hmm. That's your like test population for it. It never made any sense. It should be gone. You know, I'm nervous that if Chip Roy's worried about it, he's the type of guy who actually looks at the details of the bill. Yep. And doesn't just sign on the headline. So that's very, very concerning. I had a little bit of hope here that they actually did put this in. Hopefully it does some good for some of the military members.
I mean, listen, like, Yaku, I want to get your thoughts here, but it's a 4,400 page bill.
That's right.
That they just gave them.
Like, who's going to read that?
Right, on Tuesday.
And when?
They've clearly not had enough time to read all of this.
39 hours.
All of that's on, right, but all of this is on purpose.
Of course. I'm so glad you said that. Who reads 4,400 pages? And this is not reading a storybook. This is very nuanced with incredible legal language mm-hmm. in it. Hidden mm-hmm. little you know, gems here that will surprise us 2 years down the road. Loaded. And so, he says, with 39 hours to review, I mean, it's not physically, it's not possible. No. It's on purpose. But, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, why press the vaccine on the military? Yes, we understand 25-year-olds in shape. Obviously, they got to pass physicals that are right. extreme. It's control. Mm-hmm. It's if you can take them at the same time when you want to disarm Americans, you want to control the military, you want to show the military that we own you and you will do as we say. It's all just control. I was hoping that the bill would actually restore some of the damage. Right. Yeah, and I right. think that's mm-hmm. what Chip is talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we sure. reinstate people? Can we? I don't know. I'm with you. There's low-hanging fruit around the country where we should have victories in our own party, mm-hmm. removing yeah. the bad apples from our own party. And yet, I don't think we're focusing on those. You know, what just happened with McConnell and the guys? They threw $14 million into a state, right, in the midterms, and we lost Myra Flores on the border. Mm. And they gave her no money. And so we're focusing in the wrong place, I think. But yes, those victories, maybe like a Sean Reyes in Utah, Attorney General running great. Around against mm-hmm. Mitt Romney or something like that. But we need to take some territory back in our own party.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's so frustrating.
4,400 pages, Sarah.
Yesterday, the House Ethics Commission announced that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is under congressional investigation. In a statement, the committee said the acting chairwoman and acting ranking member of the Committee of Ethics have jointly decided to extend the matter regarding Representative AOC, which was transmitted to the committee by the Office of Congressional Ethics on June 23rd, 2022. Now, they didn't release any information directly on why the committee didn't release any information directly on why they were investigating her, but there are reports surfacing that it could be connected to her acceptance of Met Gala tickets back in 2021. This is a tweet from Chad Pergram, a Fox News correspondent, that says the American Accountability Foundation asked the Office of Congressional Ethics to look into Ocasio-Cortez accepting tickets to the Mets Museum Gala in 2021. We don't know if it's connected, but one complaint alleged that she violated rules because she accepted free tickets to the event, which would normally be allowed if it was a charity event and the tickets were provided by the organizers, but they filed this complaint arguing that she should not have been able to accept the ticket because invitations are controlled by a for-profit company and tables at the event are similarly sponsored by corporate entities. Now, this was, of course, the infamous event where she wore that dress that said tax the rich, which, you know, we could get into why all of that was complete and total garbage. But I'm not sure that we're going to see accountability here. And I wish that it was something that was like more important and sticky.
Yeah.
However, you know, all of this is going on all the time. And it would be great if yeah. groups continue to call it out on both sides of the aisle, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, everyone's getting favors.
There's
getting
major pay for play
right.
and backroom deals. But so often, though, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. It's normally an ethics issue mm-hmm. that's so obvious. And if you're breaking the law,
that would not be the night to draw attention and wear the dress.
Mm.
You know, but it's dumb is as dumb does, right?
So yeah, like,
it's very stupid.
Couldn't her argument be, I actually am so dumb, I didn't realize that I was breaking the rule?
What court would convict her if she made that argument? Everyone would believe her immediately.
Yeah.
She is that dumb.
Yeah.
So, no, I think you're right. I think that actually is a really good point. She can kind of get out of anything, I think, for a while by just repeating that over and over again. She's very stupid. She does not understand things like garbage disposals, let alone ethics laws. So what are you going to do? The dress was so ridiculous.
The tickets were free, though. No problem. They're free.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. That's,
Shouldn't everything be free? Everything free is right.
Yeah.
Should just be free.
But she was so brave, though.
Going into
that crowd and saying tax the rich. All those people who vote, you know, Democrat 97% of the time. What a brave stance to take to those people who completely agree with you in every single way, no matter what. It's just embarrassing. I mean, she really is an embarrassment, but an incredible asset to conservatives. If she wasn't there, we'd have to make her up. Like, if she wasn't there, we'd have to all say, well, there's people out there that think like that. But then there she is. She actually is there in front of us all the time to give us an example.
Nah, you've got the president for that.
Oh, yeah, but he's an idiot. Well, I guess they're both idiots. But he is a different kind of idiot, I guess is what I would say.
His brain is leaving us. Idiot.
Right.
Right. The brain was never there.
Yes. That's fair. That's a good line to draw. You know, again, we try to do both sides of the issues here. That's a bipartisan take. We're saying these two people are both dumb in different ways.
Okay, but the most important part of the story, do you say gala or gala?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Depends where you're from.
Gala.
Where we're coming from, South Africa, it's gala.
Gala.
Yeah,
I like gala.
I have to like will myself to say gala because I always just want to say gala. And I don't know why, because when you look at it, it should be gala.
Mm-hmm. I think you can get away with both, though.
Okay.
They do.
See, again, bipartisan coverage. Gala and gala.
Yeah.
Bipartisan.
That's me. That's it. That's what I'm doing.
We're just trying to make everyone happy. Yeah, we're just trying to bring everyone together here in America. I mean, we're not really, but we'll pretend that we are. All right, we've got one more story coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Last night, Kirk Cameron went on Tucker Carlson to discuss how libraries will not allow him to hold readings of his new Christian children's book. By the way, these are oftentimes the same libraries that host these pro-LGBTQ drag queen story time hour events. Watch.
So they wouldn't let you read this book? This book was banned in libraries? How controversial is this book?
Well, it's a book that teaches biblical wisdom through the seasons of life to children and the value of growing the fruit of the Spirit, like love, joy, kindness, patience, gentleness, self-control. And I wanted to do a book reading at a public library, and I was denied by over 50 woke libraries that have hosted drag queen story hours. One of the most outrageous denials was Alameda County Public Library that said they didn't want that book teaching kids biblical values. While at the same time, they're hosting a gender name change clinic tomorrow.
Mm. One Rhode Island library, by the way, said, "We are a very queer-friendly library. Our messaging does not align." A branch of the San Diego Public Library suggested that he would not garner an audience because of, quote, how diverse their community was.
And now, Stu, do you see what I'm saying? America, the addict, has not hit rock bottom yet.
Mm.
We are not, under the stress test, pushing back. We're not. We think we are. It's so few.
Yeah.
Not at your own political risk in society, at the tennis club and the golf club. Maybe yelling at the television, but no, go have lunch with your girlfriends and be the only one to say, damn it, we're going to stop exploiting children and rally the troops. That's not happening yet.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I mean, luckily Kirk is kind of pushing back here. I think this is a smart thing to do. And it's interesting because, like, there's a world where you could be somewhat comfortable with, okay, there's all sorts of different things in a library, kind of anything goes. Not with kids, but like, okay, well, we'll hold any book in the library.
Right.
But when there's something really over the line, hardcore pornography in some of these books, and someone tries to say, hey, this is inappropriate, They call it book burning, mm-hmm. right? They call mm-hmm. it, they compare it to Nazi book burning.
That's right.
Why don't they, why does it, where's the media on this? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they allow Kirk Cameron, a famous person, to come in and read a book about the Bible?
Because right? they like, worship Satan, they're anti-God.
Right, it's clearly, they don't, yeah. they do, they want to burn books more than anybody.
Yeah. Yes.
It's always the left. It's,
yes.
You can't, with the government that we all want, which is a government that is limited in its scope, you can't have a Nazi regime. The Nazi regime is always that someone who has the control to burn the books, to control the media, to do all these things that the Nazis did. You have to have a giant government to be able to do that. One that all of us would be incredibly uncomfortable with. One that the left would not argue against mm-hmm. for a second. They might say they don't want the exact same outcomes, but they want the same amount of power.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. By the way, once again, just don't forget about Power Hour
yes.
tomorrow. I'm a little nervous, a little excited, a little nervous, but we'll all find out together.
At least you're there.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.